I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rota Psychic Fair, returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds this coming October on the 13th and 14th of October. So that's a big change, and we'll be getting the information out to everybody. So if you're interested, go to rotapsychicfair.com, sign up, get on the email list, and be informed of the upcoming events as well, because we have another quarterly preview coming up the 29th of March. So keep yourself informed by being on the email list so you can be engaged, informed, and get to suck the marrow out of your life. Well, if that isn't a way to begin this honorable day for the honor of Martin Luther King's birthday, I'll close with a special tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. And in this time of confused communication coming from our government, in this time when it seems as if racism and bigotry is rising to the consciousness once again, but mostly to the consciousness of the people who want to express their racism and their bigotry, it's a good time for all of us to reflect on the journeys, the trials, the tribulations of those who came before, trying to get us to realize that we're all one community, the community of the human race, the community of life, and that we belong together in a communal way of expressing, sharing, and being with rights and freedoms for all. That being said, as most of you know, I like to share a little day by day with James Allen at the start of each show. In 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh. The title coming from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, Allen wanted us to know that we create our own reality. Now, you may look around and say, I wouldn't have created this. But the truth is, our beliefs, our habits, our patterns, our thought processes create the reality. We take action based on those. But our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs don't predict our future. We have an opportunity each and every day to shift our thought processes, to shift our habits and our beliefs, to create a new future, to move in a new direction, to make what you're looking around look a little bit more like what you wanted it to be. It's all up to each of us to take some responsibility for the reality we create around us. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little bit for each day of the month, so it's much more digestible. And for the 15th, he tells us, dreams are magic sparks. Dreams are the seedlings of realities. You know, in 1996 Atlanta Olympics, Celine Dion performed a song called The Power of Dreams. And some of the lyrics read, deep within each heart there lies a magic spark that lights the fire of our imagination. Your mind will take you far. The rest is just pure heart. You'll find your fate is all your own creation. It's so similar to what James Allen wrote in 1903, but the closing lyrics really tie it together. There's so much strength in all of us, every woman, child, and man. It's the moment that you think you can't, you'll discover that you can. So for each and every one of us, This is our time. This is our moment. This is our opportunity to say, I don't want my dreams to remain dreams. I want to create a reality that is dreamlike for me. That's the life I want. It's never too late to be what you might have been. That's what the author George Eliot told us. The other thing I try to do each day to help shape my thoughts, beliefs, and habits is to see what the Daily Word put out by Unity Christian Corporation says. And today, for Monday, January 15th, it says, I keep my vision positive. Boy, that's certainly the trick for all of us, keeping that vision positive so that we can be focused on where we're headed, as while at the same time living where we are. That's the challenge. And to help us through that challenge, we come to our segment for today. Joyce Day Muse was born and raised in the Washington, D.C. area, and she developed an early interest in astrology. She read everything she could and observed family members to see how they played out the characteristics of their signs. And upon moving to the Central Coast of California, she met a practicing astrologer who generously shared his knowledge with her. And she also met an aura reader who taught classes based on the curriculum of the Berkeley Kick Center. So Joyce was ordained in 1980 as a metaphysical minister who could give readings, healings, and consultations. And 37 years later, Joyce has become a fixture at local psychic fairs. She's done thousands of readings, taught metaphysical and astrological classes to hundreds of people, and performed numerous weddings. She's hosted many radio shows over the years, and not only does she do the detailed personal readings for people, but she specializes in those quick on-the-spot readings for people, for events or opportunities to, where it's more fun as an introduction. She plans to continue to give readings and be of service as long as she's able. And for those people who need clarity, guidance, encouragement, and support, Joyce is available to help you. And she joins us the third Monday of each month. So let's welcome Joyce Muse and her Lucky Stars segment with a little special music.
We are the travelers on the road. We are the travelers on the road, drinking the sunshine, bathing the moonlight, guided by starlight, warmed by the glow of the heart of family, returning to their home. Like the stars in the early morning dawn.
Well, Joyce, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio with that special introduction from your husband, Peter Muse.
Well, he loves that you play that. He just heard it. And he was pleased no end. You know, he loves to get his music out there in the world. And I love that song as it mentions the movement of the planets. Mm. So we've been together 37 years, and he's mine.
That's clapping.
Well, that's what a couple of Saturn contacts will do for you. It really glues together. And they say you don't realize how intense it is until it's too late. So
the Saturn contacts is the gorilla glue of the solar system?
It's definitely the gorilla glue of relationships.
Okay.
You know, and Saturn is such a sneaky trickster, you know, for all that it is and isn't. It can really bind things together. And it's making its impact felt already this year. Saturn in the new sign of Capricorn is just began in late December. And we're getting a chance to see what that's going to mean for the coming 3 years, because it's going to spend a good long time in its own sign of Capricorn. And it has everything to do with structure and form. Saturn wants us to make things real. And Saturn in Capricorn wants us to set goals. So that's the state we're in right now. It's time to set goals. And as I said on our quarterly preview, it's not the 1st of January to set your goals. I said it was the 8th. But tomorrow is the new moon in Capricorn on January 16th. So that's another opportunity to begin something. So the new moon in Capricorn gives us an earthy 6 planets in Capricorn right now. And that's a lot of Capricorn energy. It couldn't be more earthy. And, you know, Capricorn energy isn't necessarily easy, but it's determined. So this is a great time to get those projects underway that you haven't had a chance to get underway yet. And the new moon is tomorrow in the evening. Here on the West Coast, it's at 6:17 p.m. So that's when the sun and moon will come together and give us another push of Capricorn energy. And also later tomorrow night, the moon conjuncts Venus. So it's not all work. And, you know, what can you do with Capricorn energy but build something, create something, manifest something? That Capricorn energy is so good at building. It's like the carpenter sign. You know, there's nothing here. Let's put up a house. You know, and what do we need to do? What's step one? Get the materials. What's step two? Clear the land. You know, it's like step by step, with time and with patience, we build our house, whatever our house is for the new year. So this is a nice earthy time, and 2018 is going to be such a much more earthy year than 2017 or 2016 or 2015 was, when we had Saturn in Sagittarius, the fire sign. So we're coming back down to earth, which is very pleasing to me. You know, it is a time of manifesting. And also later in May, another outer planet, Uranus, is going to move into Taurus, more Earth. So we're looking at a much more earthy year, where we can really get down to Earth and do business the right way. You know, not just airy-fairy ideas up in our heads, but feet on the ground, money in our pockets, maybe not a lot, but enough to do the projects we have in front of us. And also right now we have Mars, the action planet, in one of its own signs, Scorpio, and it's conjunct Jupiter, the planet of expansion and opportunity. So those 6 planets in Capricorn are complemented by 2 planets in emotionally intense Scorpio. So that's a lot of strong-willed energy. And actually, today, Jupiter and Pluto are forming an exact sextile, which is a favorable relationship. So Jupiter's at 19 Scorpio. Pluto's at 19 Capricorn. So they're really working in harmony, especially to encourage transformation and change. And then yesterday, the sun in Capricorn made an aspect of dynamic tension to the planet Uranus. So that's a more dicey kind of high anxiety kind of aspect that we're probably still feeling today because it's only 1 degree from exact. And all those Capricorn planets are actually making some kind of a square to Uranus. Okay. And Uranus stationed direct right in the beginning of January. So it's kind of making its final strong push in the sign of Aries. So all the cardinal signs, Aries and Libras and Cancers and Capricorns, are kind of having the last hurrah of the opportunity to break up structure and to take risks. Uranus is the planet of risks. So it's not that we need to take that Capricorn energy and just, you know, kind of build away in our workshop. We're still being given the opportunity to shake up the world. And it's certainly shaking, it seems.
You could say that, Mom. Say that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's shaking.
But all this Capricorn energy kind of makes us long for the time when the truth was the truth and facts were the facts. And there wasn't all this dissembling and verbal manipulation, and let's face it, out and out lying to the public. It wasn't okay for two Congress members to stand up and lie for the president. You know, it's just, you know, where's the integrity? Where's the morality? Where are the ethics that in the past were esteemed by people of our country? It's shocking. But I guess you have to hit bottom before you can come back up. And I really believe that we're going to get back to the values and the vision of Martin Luther King. You know, when there was oration that inspired us to our best. I mean, we had that with Obama, too. He was a speaker who could inspire. And boy, all Oprah had to do was give a good speech at the Golden Globes, and everybody wants her to be president. We're so starved for inspiration.
Oh, let's admit it. Let's admit it. With Oprah, everybody just wants to wake up in the morning, and she's going to say, and reach under your chair, and you have a house, and you have a house.
No. We only did that once in 25 years. And that's what everybody remembers. But she's a good Aquarian, you know.
Yeah.
We're moving to the time of Aquarius, and Aquarians are humanitarians. I have 3 placements in Aquarius, so I relate to the sign. And, you know, it's a humanitarian sign. It's a sign that craves equality and justice and freedom for everybody. You know, it's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be an interesting year. So we're right in the last peaking days of the time of Capricorn. So we'll have Saturn in Capricorn all year long. We'll have Pluto in Capricorn for the next few years. I think the next 3 or 4 years, maybe 4 years. So we're not going to lose Capricorn energy, but the focus that we have right now is most unusual. So it's January 19th in the evening that the sun moves out of Capricorn and into Aquarius, and we finally get some air to breathe. We haven't had any planets in the air signs recently. So air is the social and intellectual element. So it's the air signs that care about people. So this will be an interesting time when we get the sun and the Venus. Venus is going to move into Aquarius first on Wednesday, this coming 2 days from today. Venus will enter Aquarius, which is the love of friends and another humanitarian element. And then on Friday, the sun enters Aquarius. So the Sun and Venus are traveling close together, and they'll move into Aquarius close together. And that, I think that will make people want to get out more and be more social, just in time for the second Women's March on the 20th.
Mm.
So people are going to take to the streets again and try and get the message that there's a whole lot of us that are not happy with the way things are going in Washington. And it seems everything is building up to what they're calling that blue wave election in November. But we've got to get from now, January, to November. And that's going to take some patience. So yeah. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. So the big deal this January, this month, the Sun enters Aquarius. That's wonderful. We get some positive aspects. Venus enters Aquarius. Mars enters Sagittarius on the 26th. So there's a little more fire for us. And then it's really the 31st of January that's the big deal day for January 2018, when we have a lunar eclipse, a supermoon lunar eclipse. A lot of people are calling it a blue moon because it's the second full moon in a month, which isn't the actual definition of a blue moon. A real blue moon is the third of four blue moons in a three-month period. So we're not actually having a blue moon on the 31st, but everybody seems to want to cling to that idea. And it isn't the color blue. It's a derivative of a word that is not favorable. So a blue moon was kind of a deceptive moon.
Mm.
And, you know, that can be the truth. You know, that second full moon is trying to fool us into thinking that it's, you know, something special when maybe it's not. But the fact that it's an eclipse is very, very special. That full moon lunar eclipse with the Sun in Aquarius and the full moon at 11 Leo is really significant. Eclipses that point to the sign Leo are supposed to affect the roles of leadership. It's supposed to be the downfall of a king or the downfall of a leader. And we had one back August 21st, 2017, the Great North American Eclipse, that set so many natural and man-made disasters into motion, that the California was burning, New Orleans and the Gulf Coast had hurricanes. I mean, what Puerto Rico is still suffering from is that hurricane that hit right after the last eclipse. So eclipses can really be important triggers for the good or the not so good. Like this last one was pretty intense. And the influence of an eclipse lasts for 6 months. So we're still in the window of opportunity from that last eclipse in August in the sign of Leo. And this next eclipse on the 31st of January, also in Leo. So we're getting another good old whack trying to behead the king. So hopefully something big will happen, especially since the supermoon, full moon eclipse falls right on Donald Trump's Pluto, his planet of power and control. Now, I had high hopes for that last Leo eclipse last August because it fell directly on Trump's ascendant. So all of us astrologers were going wild thinking, oh, this is it, this is it. Well, it hasn't happened yet. But we're still in the window of opportunity. And this next eclipse may, be the thing that gives us what we so desperately want. At least I do.
Well, you know, maybe, you know, when you were talking about the lies, of course, and the deceit and the lying about the lying, you know, you catch somebody in a lie and then they lie that they even lied. But with Donald Trump, for all we know, there might have been a real degeneration of him that is being protected from the American public, that they're hiding, because it seems he's surrounded with a whole group of codependents that keep the truth from being released.
Well, at some point, Robert Mueller has to come out with his indictment. You know, and whether Trump is demented or just evil, hopefully the indictments will include him as well as his henchmen and women. So, you know, there's no way that he's going to get off scot-free. I mean, the best thing for him would to be drop dead.
I can't believe we're laughing about that.
The next, I know, this is so non-spiritual. My spiritual friends are appalled at me. But I think I'm more on the lower chakra level with my Scorpio moon, which I'm sure you understand with your Scorpio moon. You know, revenge is sweet. You know, it's a soap opera. You know, we're watching a soap opera, and it's ludicrous and it's horrible and it's so funny. You know, I keep thinking about the operas that will be written about this particular time in our history. But you know, at my age, I've seen a lot of presidents, and it just seems like you think you've seen the worst, and then there's another one that, you know, is worse than the last worst one.
But it's
hard to believe.
There are days I do feel like Howard Beale from the movie Network, though, you know?
Right.
I can't take anymore.
I know.
So I understand what you're saying.
Well, eclipses come in pairs. So we have an eclipse on January 31st on the full moon. And then on February 15th on the new moon, we get a solar eclipse. Now, this one isn't getting as much publicity as the January 31st one, because it's not a super moon, it's not a blue moon, it's just a plain old ordinary solar eclipse that happens to fall on the moon of the chart of the USA. So I think that's very significant, because, you know, the moon is like the heart and soul of the country. So it's not the head, it's not the brain, but it is the heart. It is the emotional side. So this solar eclipse that's coming the day after Valentine's Day, so another kind of wild and wacky day. It's the second day of Lent. Ash Wednesday is the day before.
Yeah.
So
it's also day prior to Chinese New Year.
Oh, right. So that's quite a week, that week that begins on the 11th of February and goes through the 17th.
Yeah.
Because we've got Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Say Valentine's Day on Ash Wednesday. And then the solar eclipse on the 15th. And then Chinese New Year on the 16th. So that's quite a week. Wow.
Yeah, that's a big week.
We'll have to get into training for that one.
Wear your mask, get your ash.
yes.
And then get in your dragon.
Yes. Yeah, but it's, you know, 2018 in general, you know, is not going to be the horrible ride we had in 2017, when we had a lot of activity between the outer planets, that Uranus, Pluto, making its kind of final hurrah. We're still experiencing that. I mean, I'm looking at this solar eclipse chart for February 15th, and Pluto's at 20 Capricorn, Uranus is at 25 Aries. So there's still that going on until really May. But once we get to May and Uranus changes signs, that square is pretty much in the history book. And we had Jupiter squaring Neptune all 2017 until Jupiter changed signs in October. So that was another aspect of dynamic tension that also blurred the truth. I mean, big lies, not big little lies, big lies, Jupiter square Neptune. So that's over. And, Saturn square Neptune is over. So Saturn moving into Capricorn has a lot of different effects. But we're having a couple of eclipses, and if you know there's an eclipse on the day, then you can expect people are going to act weird. You need to be extra cautious in traffic. What else? You might feel high anxiety for no particular reason, or maybe there is a particular reason. But eclipses kind of coincide with anxiety. And that February 15th solar eclipse on the new moon hits the USA chart exactly.
Mm.
So we'll see. I mean, we're not in a normal political time by any means. But because it's not as crazy as 2017, the outer planets are not making such weird combinations with each other. Hopefully, you know, it'll be calmer chaos and maybe more reasonable activity.
You know, earlier you mentioned, you know, maybe we just have to be patient about some of the political stuff going on. But it made me think that with Saturn and Capricorn, it really drives us to be patient because it's a very determined, very persistent energy, the Capricornian energy, and really you can't be persistent if you don't have patience. So I think it kind of encourages us to settle down.
Right. And patience is the key word with Saturn and with Capricorn. You know, things don't happen overnight like maybe we'd like. And because the USA is a Cancer country, Saturn and Pluto are both opposing some of the USA's planets. The USA is a 13-degree Cancer with Venus at 3 Cancer, Jupiter at 5 Cancer, and Mercury at 24 Cancer. So that's why the old, mom, apple pie, home and family, Cancerian energy is so strong. And we've been fortunate because of Jupiter and Venus being together in our natal national chart. So that, you know, that shows abundance and good resources that hopefully aren't all squandered as of yet. And so Saturn is exactly opposing the USA's Venus. And Pluto's opposing the USA's Sun and soon to oppose the USA's Mercury. So we're going through some deep cleansing. It's like the USA has a deep illness and we have to do a 30-day fast with a lot of high colonics to get through, to get rid of the illness.
Yeah, nothing like those high colonics to get rid of the illness.
Yeah. And community is a part of it. You know, we have all these diverse communities, and they keep saying the U.S. is, split into two camps. Well, I think it's more than two. You know, I think there's a lot of camps. And we're so responsive to an inspirational leader that hopefully we'll see one coming along. And maybe that's what that February 15th eclipse is going to bring us mm-hmm. is some humanitarian type of leadership, you know, instead of the ugly American, the ugly rich American. You know, let's get back to our George Washingtons and Abraham Lincolns and Thomas Jeffersons and people who had a vision for the country. And let's not forget Martin Luther King, you know, who was an orator. I mean, he moved people with his words. I mean, he only lived to be 39. He was 39 mm-hmm. when he died. And what an impact. I mean, he took his Capricorn energy and really did something with it. He really was a leader. And he was born close to noon. That put his sun in Capricorn at the top of his chart. You know, so he was winning awards for his oration skills when he was 15. You know, he was born with this special gift. And Moon in Pisces, Venus in Pisces. So he had compassion. He definitely had compassion. And he took responsibility like a good Capricorn. And apparently he had Taurus rising. So he had an earthiness about him. And then his Mercury in Aquarius, that's what we want, somebody to inspire us to greatness, inspire us to humanitarian type efforts. And he had Mercury in relationship to Uranus, so he was able to break through the crowd with his words. So, and he had Sun opposite Pluto. So, you know, he did manage to transform the country and, you know, a lot of self-sacrifice. I mean, he knew he was a walking target. And, you know, the forces that be that are still with us, unfortunately, you know, caused his death and made him a martyr. When I was growing up as a Catholic girl, I used to read a lot of the lives of the saints. And to be a really high, elevated saint, you had to be a martyr.
Mm.
Well, Martin Luther King was certainly a martyr. Not that he wanted to be or that he chose to be, but he was probably born to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take on the white establishment, even now, without paying the price. So, you know, it was so sad. I mean, I remember when he was killed. I was a senior in high school.
Mm.
And all the riots, I was living in the D.C. area, and the whole city went ballistic. And all the inner cities, you know, it was such a catharsis. You know, such an amazing catharsis. And, you know, what a man, what a human being, what an inspirational leader.
He was very courageous, very courageous.
Very, 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 and compassionate.
You know, and I think what we're, at least my opinion, what we're seeing on the national stage, and this is where I really hope this Saturn in Capricorn is going to help us get back to it when you say restore structure. I feel that we've developed a subculture within the United States, or it's always been there, that really has no moral principle. Now, they think they do. You know, they have different things they want to throw out, but they're really not moral principles that you live on, that you frame a life with. And it creates an emptiness. And I think like Martin Luther King is an example of someone who had very strong principles, very strong moral principles. It's not just he believed in something strongly. Like I could believe in peanut butter, but it's not something you build a life on, you know. And
right.
And I think what we've seen is a dearth of that in our Congress and in many elected officials, in the fact that they bring an agenda, but it's really not a moral principle type of agenda. It's totally different. And I'm hoping we get back to more of a, and by moral stance, I don't mean a religious stance. I don't mean a Ten Commandments stance. But when we live in agreement with each other to respect each other, that's a moral principle. And that's what Martin Luther King asked us to do, for whites and blacks to live together.
Right. Right. Well, we thought we had come so far, and we sure have sunk back down low in the last couple of years. And hard to understand or comprehend that. But I guess it's two steps forward, one step back. I mean, progress is not a straight line.
Well, I don't believe evil is accidental. I think evil is always intentional. And while other people may not consider a lot of what's been done as evil, I do. Evil is planned. It's intentional. It's done over a period of time. And people of good conscience don't believe it's evil until it's right there in their face, because they wouldn't do it. And I do see our presidency as an outcome of a concerted effort of the Republican Party. I see them taking advantage of little slivers that they could slip in here and slip in there and slip in everywhere. And I believe that the agenda has been one of concerted evil. That's, of course, that's my opinion. And so we're seeing the evil come to the top. But like they say, cream rises to the top, but so does scum.
So. Mm.
But I have no strong feelings on the issue.
Yes.
And so what I hope when we get back to structure, I'm really hoping that because you're sharing so much power for us to really have hope. When we get back to structure, I hope that people will examine what they've been unable to examine before because they didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the old Trumpster has his progressed moon about to hit his natal Pluto, which is exactly at the degree of the solar eclipse, the lunar eclipse on January 31st.
Ooh.
So hopefully this one will take his head off.
Yeah, turn him upside down.
Yeah. Because I think his wife's going to leave him when Uranus hits Taurus. She's a super Taurus. And she's going to want to get out from under.
Well, she can, yeah.
If she can, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but I say, yeah, while she can. You know, in other words, get out while you can still appear to be getting out at the top.
Before we bring out the guillotine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it's hard to stay positive in these negative times, but I think it's an imperative. Like, I spent most of the last year just using all my metaphysical tools to try to get rid of Trump. And then, you know, I just got so exhausted from the negativity that I tried to do more positive things, like just hooking him up to the Supreme Being, you know, not exploding his head every time I saw him, but, you know, trying to give it to God, give it to the guardian angels, give it to the highest levels of the ethers, and let them take care of it. And I still do that whenever I do my daily meditation. I just hook Trump up, I hook the Republican Party up, you know, I hook all those guys up, and, you know, just hope that spirit takes care of it. And that feels a lot better than, you know, chopping heads and blowing up heads and other things that I was doing. So, you know, metaphysics is a really a double-edged sword. you know, you have to be careful of what you stir up in yourself, you know, because everything on the outside is a reflection of something inside of us. And if Trump has been any service at all, it's been to reveal the strong shadow of the United States of America. You know, we thought we were so great. We thought we were such a great nation and established on such good ideals. And really, what you call evil, I think, is crass greed.
Mm.
You know, greed for power, greed for money, greed for control. I mean, all those Pluto things. Plutocracy. Plutonium. You know, it's all connected somehow.
Well, I just want to know where all these white people who are against immigrants think they came from. Because they weren't homegrown here. And so I look at some of this. So what I think we have is that we have a power structure that probably does go along with what you said. They're into the greed, and they're being supported by an understructure that just thinks for some reason they've been ignored, and now they're getting ahead because they have a voice in the person of Donald Trump. And yet they're supporting other people getting ahead. They're not getting ahead.
No. Well, you know, it was just our innate racism that so many people were so offended we had a black president, that they went to the extreme opposite pole and went back to that, you know, male patriarchal hierarchy, and Donald Trump embodied it in its massive ugliness so well. And I really, when I think about it, it really is the last hurrah of the patriarchy. He is the last spokesperson for the ugly hierarchical patriarchy. And this is it. This is not going to happen again.
And I believe it's you women that are going to do it, though. It's the feminine, it's the goddess energy that has really expressed itself as having had enough.
Yes, and Uranus going into Taurus is another expression of that. It's the liberation of the feminine. It's the revolution of the feminine. So that's pretty exciting. But I think Saturn in Capricorn is, as you said, going to make us go step by step, patiently, into this new future. And it's the feminine, but it's also the youth.
Mm.
It's the millennials. It's the ones that come after the millennials. You know, they are not going to put up with this. Like there's some kind of ad on Facebook that says, "You build a wall, we'll tear it down," spoken by a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, and that's true. That's true. So I think this uprising of nationalism that's not just here in America, but across the world, especially in Europe, that white nationalism, you know, it's the last hurrah. It's the last kind of, hopefully, I'm hoping, the end of that hierarchy. You know, I just think it's time for a new revolution, and Uranus changing signs is going to help that. I mean, we heard about this when we moved from 1999 to 2000.
Mm.
We left the ones and went to the twos. We left the masculine hierarchy and traded it for the feminine hierarchy. But it doesn't happen overnight. It hasn't happened overnight. But, I mean, we'll learn as quickly as we can. And, you know, as Yogananda used to say, why do we suffer? It's for our own entertainment. We don't want to be bored. We're definitely not bored. You know, we're getting a daily dose of drama.
Mm.
Drama, drama, drama. So I think a lot of us are tired of it. And, you know, it can't go on forever. And, you know, we're seeing in front of our eyes the downfall of the Republican Party. You know, it's never going to go back to what it was, which was, you know, there was statesmanship. There was valid points of view. There was patriotism. You know, that's all gone. So hopefully our laws and our institutions and Robert Mueller is going to help us restore at least some of what we've lost. So, and I don't put it past our Pluto return, which is in 2020, when Saturn and Pluto conjunct and hit the USA's Pluto, maybe we'll have another revolution.
Mm.
And it's not that far away.
Mm.
So let's get our guns.
Your guns, that's right.
I'm kidding.
I know. But so Joyce, thank you so much for all that you share and do. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Oh, please call me for your New Year's readings. You can reach me at 831-236-6572, or you can reach me on Facebook at Pacific Astrology. You can message me there. But 831-236-6572 comes directly to me. And I really want to do a lot of phone readings this year. We don't need to meet in person. We don't need to burn gas. Let's just talk on the phone or talk on Skype. That seems to be where I went ahead.
You know, I tried phone readings, but I found the phone was so non-responsive to me, I couldn't tell. You know, it's time for you to stop being analog. You need to be digital. Digital's the future.
Yes. So the next quarterly preview is March 29th.
Yes, it's actually Good Friday. I didn't know it at the time. Oh, no, the 30th. I said the 29th. It's the 30th.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Good Friday.
Is that going to be in person or on the
yes,
air?
Yes, that's going to be at the Elks Lodge. And
oh, okay.
I'll be sending, I need to send you and Kira and actually publish out. I've got the full schedule, got them booked for each quarter through the year.
Oh, good. Okay. So, well, that makes me happy.
So,
well, thank you so much. I always enjoy being on your show, and I really appreciate the work you do for our metaphysical community. And
yeah.
I hope you're adequately rewarded and will be incredibly more rewarded in this new year.
Well, same to you as well. You know, 2017 was an unexpected year of shifts and changes. As you've mentioned, there are just so many things coming on. It was so unexpected. I'm looking forward to some grounded energy for all of us because everybody I know seems a little transient in their approach right now. They're uncertain. So I'd like to see a little grounding energy, and I expect it for 2018. I'm looking forward to it. So thank you for all your good wishes, all of them back to you. That I just appreciate your support and all that you do and all that you have been doing all these years for everybody. I think you are
a gem.
You're such a gem. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do a closing with Martin Luther King. You're welcome to listen or go as you choose. But thank you again, and we'll speak again next month.
Okay, Salazar. Take care.
For the rest of you listening, as we've talked about, as Joyce mentioned, and as I mentioned, of course, today is the memorial for Martin Luther King. I prepared a little closing with his I Have a Dream speech. Attached to it also, I read an interesting article that Paul McCartney had been here in the 60s, and he'd watched as these girls in Arkansas, these nine girls, were arrested. He had been someplace where a woman was a black woman was arrested and handcuffed and marched out because she sat in the white section. And he was astonished by it. And he went back to England and watching all of these things, objects going on with the civil rights movement, he wrote a special song. Now in England, they referred to young girls as birds. And the song is the one we know as Blackbird. And he wrote it in honor of those who were fighting for their civil rights. So as we hear Martin Luther King give his I Have a Dream speech, we'll move into Paul McCartney singing Blackbird, and then we'll close. Good Vibrations Radio will be back next week. We have a wonderful author who's going to be with us, and it's Ira Israel, the author of How to Survive Your Childhood Now That You're an Adult. So let's listen to Martin Luther King, Paul McCartney, turn the lead in your life into gold. Thank you for listening. Many, many blessings.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.